Well, I think it's a little hard to say right now. I mean, we're going to be out of a 3-4, terminology-wise. We haven't had our players on the grass yet, so until we evaluate that, we've looked at a whole lot of tape, not as much as we need to continue to do. And they'll help us define what we're going to be and how we're going to use the pieces. I think sometimes a lot's made, and particularly on the outside, about the 3-4 and the 4-3. I mean, generally the spacings are very similar. Like all coaching or of any defense, it's really putting your players in the best positions to have them have success. And again, without being on the grass, it's really hard for me to stand up here and, say much more than that. I think we'll line them both up there. What they become will be up to them. I think, in Willie's case, he's coming off an Achilles surgery. Same thing with Lamar Houston coming off an ACL. I had two guys a year ago, Chris Harris and Von Miller, that were coming off ACLs, and they had Pro Bowl seasons. So, again, that's all part of the process, getting guys healthy, their rehab, medically getting them ready to play. And, we're working on that as we speak daily. I think evaluation is evaluation, and there's all kind of leaps of faith you take, whether it's the 3-4 2-point guy or the 4-3 3-point guy. I think safeties is a unique position because it does require really good disciplined eyes, how they evaluate run and pass. I don't think that's going to change that much over the years. I came into this league as a DB coach, so I've been doing it for a minute. Again, that's all part of the competition in this thing is, evaluating young talent, and most of your successful teams have done a good job with that. I think off of tape, I'm confident that, we can piece together a good defense. And, it's still too early in the process. Like I said, we've not had a practice or been on the grass yet. And typically in my experience, players define that when you get to that point. Well, I think, anytime you come to an organization and there's been guys like Charles Tillman, Lance Briggs, they've been great Bears, and they've accomplished a lot, done a lot for our organization, our football team, as well as our city. And so, going forward, I think, sometimes it's, you just evaluate, but I would like to preface it by saying they've been great Bears, and they've got, I know, ownerships and our organization's deepest respect.